From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of June 3rd, 2019. That's an excerpt of Exploring the Rivers by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg, Virginia. The title refers to 17th century journeys by Captain John Smith to explore the Chesapeake Bay and its river tributaries. In the 21st century in Virginia and the six other bay watershed jurisdictions, Delaware, Maryland, New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and the District of Columbia, public officials and private citizens are on a journey to restore the bay's water quality and biological health. The legal name for that journey is the Chesapeake Bay Total Maximum Daily Load, or TMDL. Under the Federal Clean Water Act, TMDLs are a mechanism for assessing and setting limits on pollutants that prevent water bodies from meeting their legally defined designated uses, such as water supply, support of aquatic life, and recreation. In December 2010, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, published the Chesapeake Bay TMDL. Made up of 92 smaller TMDLs for bay tributaries, the Chesapeake TMDL is the largest one developed by the EPA, covering the largest estuary in North America. Often referred to as the Bay Cleanup Plan or Pollution Diet, the Bay TMDL sets enforceable limits on the levels in bay waters of three pollutants: nitrogen, phosphorus, and sediment, arising from agriculture, stormwater runoff, and wastewater treatment. The Bay TMDL regulatory approach followed voluntary efforts by bay jurisdictions since 1983 that had fallen short of reaching restoration goals. The Bay TMDL calls on the seven jurisdictions to have in place by 2025 the practices needed to meet pollutant limits in the bay and its tributaries. To achieve this, bay jurisdictions were required to submit three phases of watershed implementation plans. Phase three is happening now, and it requires the seven jurisdictions to identify progress they've made so far in meeting pollutant reductions and to specify how they plan to accomplish further reductions needed to meet the TMDL's 2025 limits. In Virginia, that work included dozens of public meetings between January 2017 and May 2019. In April 2019, the jurisdictions submitted their draft Phase 3 plans to the EPA. The public comment period on those drafts ends June 7th, and the final plans are due to the EPA by August 9th. Since the first Bay Agreement in 1983 among Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, D.C., and the EPA, Bay Watershed Partners have been trying, as that agreement states, to fully address the extent, complexity, and sources of pollutants entering the bay. That's a long, continuing journey of dialogue, science, compromise, effort, and expense. Thanks to Timothy Seaman for permission to use this week's opening music. We close with about 25 seconds of another musical selection, this one to recognize the long run needed for restoring the Chesapeake Bay. Here's part of The Race by the Harrisonburg, Virginia-based band, The Steel Wheels.
Timbers turn and the winds are wailing. Oh, we got a race and must be run. Oh, we got a race and must be run. Oh, we got a race and must be run. Oh, we got a race and must be run.
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.